If you steal, expect to be stolen from. This is Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with the Instant Illumination. If you steal, expect to be stolen from and to be robbed. Rex, I'm talking. And if you realize that it's okay to steal, but then you have given others the right to steal from you. It's okay to steal, but you've given others the right to steal from you. But remember, what others think is precious, you may not think is precious. And what you think is precious, others may not think is precious. Now, would you say your life is precious? And if someone stole that from you, that wouldn't be very nice? And if someone shot you and killed you dead, that wouldn't be very nice because you want to live? Well, now that's stealing your life. That's stealing from you and taking from you and taking things that don't belong to them. But you, by you stealing from someone else, you're giving them the right to steal from you. Their level of stealing may seem rather severe for what you did. You merely took their happiness away. You told them that they look terrible. You told them that their dress looks just lousy and they're going just about ready to walk out the door for a dance, and you tell them that they look terrible, you know, just because they do. And it's none of your business. It's none of your business. You just say, go and have a wonderful time. You'll be the belle of the ball. Everyone will just love you. It's so wonderful. I'm so happy for you. But hey, that's a terrible dress. Go back upstairs and change into something. I haven't got anything else. Well, then don't go. Well, you know, how mean can you be? How hateful can you be to do that? And it's not your business. It's not your business to say something doesn't look good or something does look good. But it's my daughter. That doesn't make any difference. Her taste is entirely different from yours. And your taste was different from your mama's, you know. And on back through the history of life. So the thing is, if you steal from someone, like you steal the confidence that your daughter has in going to the dance wearing the dress that she's wearing, and you say, that looks terrible. You look like a floozy, you know. You look like a slut, something real terrible, you know, something real bad, you know. And the girl says, Mama! And then if she does go to the dance, she's going to feel that all through the dance. She'll feel that every eye that's on her is on her in a negative way for something that's terrible. And you see, that is terrible. Now, you say, well, that's what she did look terrible. Okay, fine. Gertrude Suter has a lovely daughter, as a granddaughter, Sabrina. And Sabrina is an exceptionally beautiful girl and an exceptionally schlunk girl, just a beautiful figure. What is she, 16 now, something like that? And she just, but she was 13, 14, and she still had it then. And she went through a phase, and she may still be in the phase. She went through a phase of liking to wear short skirts. Well, now, did you ever wear short skirts? Yeah. Did you ever go through a period of wearing short skirts? Did society ever go through a period of wearing short skirts? I know I was in the bebop, not beboppers, but is it the what in hell? This is back in the 40s, and in the 40s, what did they have?
Knickerbockers. Knickerbockers.
They had clothes that you had a long chain here, and you whirl this chain around, and you know, the name slips me at the moment, but do you think that your mother and father appreciated you wearing those type of clothing, you know? I mean, what are you looking for? You're looking for trouble when you're wearing those kind of clothing. And they weren't. They were just doing what everybody else did. But when my sisters were growing up, the skirts grew up with them. From their knee up, you know. And they kept getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And mother kept saying, are you sure that you want to be seen on the street like that? You know? But everybody's got them like that. Everybody. And of course, everybody did. And the few mothers that got away with enforcing their daughters to wear long skirts, the daughters were thought to be nothing, you know. It's really a beautiful, amazing thing. So now, if you steal the self-confidence away from a person, that you think is terrible enough. But if they take your life, they steal your life. or they steal your money, or they steal your reputation, or they steal anything from you. That could be far more exciting than the other. You see, we have to be very careful, because we have no right ever to tell another person how to live their human life. If we are an angel, we certainly won't do that. Do you think, in just your broad sense of looking at an angel, all the angels gathered about, and the angels were gathered about the children at play, do you think the angels were judging the children as being good playmates and bad playmates? Could you imagine that? The angels didn't give a darn. They just loved them. At least that's what we think an angel does, you know. Now, all the mothers are standing around the playground watching the children playing. Naturally, their own child is playing the nicest, you know. And even if he isn't. But he's playing the nicest. And so they're judging all the others. Oh, look at that child. She had dirty pants on. Look at that one. She wet her pants. Look at that child that did this and that and the other. Look at that one throwing sand out of the sandbox, you know. And so what? So what? But they're all judging. If in fact, all of the mothers would turn to each other and talk and share and be kind, the children would turn to themselves and be kind and be loving. But the children have stolen from them their independence. Because whatever the mother thinks the children are doing, the children do. They're very receptive. The children are a reflection of the mother. And so if the mother steals the childhood away from the child by saying, oh, it doesn't act nice, it's not very proper, it's not good, it's not this, then they're stealing it away. But if the mother says, I wrap my child with the white light of love and let him go and play, and he comes home dirty as can be, but he had a good day, you know, no problems. And that's the way it is. We have to be careful. Stealing is a very dangerous thing. Stealing is a very terrible thing. It's a terrible thing only insofar as you think you're stealing one thing, but you're giving the world permission to steal from you something far greater than you ever made whatever it was that you did. You know? Be careful. Be careful. They even have a word for it. He who steals my property, so to speak, steals trash, and he who steals my good name steals all that I am. So, if your name, your life, your being is stolen, and you gave it away, that's kind of tough. But if you live your life as though your reputation was the most wonderful treasure you have, a spiritual treasure, how wonderful that is. Well, think on these things. It's just another direction. And it's a direction that says this. When people come to the monastery, do they want to come here? Oh, by the way, and Sabrina was glorious. Gertrude's granddaughter was just glorious. She sang and she danced and she did everything. And she is rising up, and she probably will have better qualities about her than anyone could ever have dreamed or suspected. Because that's the way I see her. Mm-hmm. And just remember that people come to the monastery here, and they don't know what they want. They don't know whether they want to be better human beings or better divine beings. If they want to be better human beings, then they should go in the world and practice being a good human being, whatever they think that is. And if they want to be better divine beings, this is a good place to come, because we are constantly teaching principle, sharing principle, constantly saying, be yourself and have fun. Now, to be yourself and have fun in the human world is a little tough, because you haven't figured out who being yourself and having fun is. Is being yourself and having fun what other people expect of you? Or is it what you expect of yourself deep in your heart that says, oh boy, I love that, you know? It's not a matter of drinking six beers or none. It's not a matter of being appreciated or overappreciated. It's just a matter of being yourself, whatever that may be. And you know what that is. And every person who comes to the monastery knows what that is. They're not running away from anything. They're not running to anything. They're just coming here to be themselves and have fun in an uninhibited environment that says to them, yeah, that's wonderful. Go for it. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.